Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy's Tuesday morning. And I'm Scott Spisano, and there's Sandy Waters out there. A mild morning. It's going to start to get cloudy. There's a little bit of color on our sunrise as it gets lighter earlier and darker later. How you doing? I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. I just said that. Hi, Sandy. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh.
I could never make it. I could never make it in Florida or a place where it's always nice out.
What's that?
I love our summers. I love this. I feel like I want to live where it's always nice. Mm-hmm. I just can't deal with the little creepy crawlies that come with it.
We had a situation this morning.
It was a situation, all right.
Yeah, it was a situation. And as an observer, I got thoughts.
Oh, my God. What do you mean I got thoughts?
I got thoughts.
What is that? Mean.
You literally got up in mid-conversation and ran away and got a bottle of poison to kill something that wasn't even attacking you.
I know. It breaks my heart. I do
obviously,
say I'm sorry when, as I'm doing
when
it.
When you pulled the trigger. You can't say sorry to something that you kill unless you're going to eat it.
Oh!
Like Native American tradition, you know, it says when they kill a deer or something like that, they do this whole little mantra blessing thing, you know, because it's for food, it's for the earth, it's for, you know, nourishment and giving back. And when you kill a spider, it's just like, I am so sorry. It's like, you can't
I'm so sorry. Wrong place, wrong time, my friend.
Right.
How do they get in? Where are you even from? it's going to throw off my entire. That's it. Done. I might as well go back to bed.
Why?
Entire day thrown off.
Why? It's all in your head.
Oh, absolutely. I know it's in my head and I know I'm crazy, but I just can't.
What's the thought? That if there's one, there's thousands?
I don't know.
Like, what is it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, what else is in your head about it? Tell me. What else? What is it? What's it make
lay
you?
Lay on the couch.
How does this make you feel? Obviously,
let's there's have something. A conversation.
And why do you feel like this? I get the what's like, right? It's all in your head. But like, why? Why?
I don't know.
Did you have a bad experience with a spider once? Did you get scared in a movie once? Or like, what was it?
I even watched Charlotte's Web. I don't know. Somebody call up 818-2899. Why are we freaked out about it? I don't know. But ladybugs who have, you know, they're kind of the same thing, just with a hard shell. Oh, I love them. They're so cute.
They've been glamorized.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if you call spiders lady spiders, maybe then I would be okay with it. No, I'm not going to even be okay with it there.
There's nothing on us. Actually, I followed at one point this girl who had a pet spider, but it was tiny. It was like the size of her fingernail. And it was cute, and I don't want to say fuzzy, but it just had a cute little look to it. It looked like it had like a little little white mustache, and it was just like doo doo doo, and it'd crawl on her finger, and then or it'd sit on her hand. You could tell that it was sleepy, or that it was like it was using one of its little fingers to like pet her finger. It was like nee, nee. And She just portrayed it as a Charlotte's Web kind of spider. Oh,
I should watch more of those videos to chill me out. I think that's what I need. Anybody else who's paranoid about spiders, maybe this is what we need. We need the exposure of, they're like our dogs. They have feelings.
Right.
Then maybe I won't be bothered by it.
You know, I always liked exotic animals. I used to have a ferret. I've had more than one ferret. I had a rabbit, pet rabbit once, and they're so cool.
It's not exotic.
It's not a dog or a cat.
Okay.
Right? Bearded dragon. It all fits into the other category.
Okay.
My new obsession would be to have a pet otter.
Oh, jeez. You wanted sloth
Oh, God, yeah. Sure, yeah. Until I realize they can't survive unless they have tons of like algae and bacteria living on them.
A pet otter, you can't make that survive either in your house.
Why? Oh, no, I've seen all these videos. They're just so cute. They just they purr and they look like cats and they're
don't
like.
Don't they need water?
No, they don't need water. They're land animals, but they live in the water. They have to breathe and they're not like fish.
Yeah, but they live in the water. They want water.
They live water side, yeah.
Okay, well, they're going to live. Oh, maybe in your bathtub.
I would dedicate a bathtub to them. I've got
would
one
you?
I don't use. Yeah, my wife, we had one of those jet tub thingies in the bathroom that we haven't used in 15 years. We washed a dog in it.
I know, that's what my soaking tub is, too.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Well, I tell
an
you.
An otter, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Look up otters on social, and they're just so cute and cuddly, and they, yawn, and they sleep, and they're just, they love you, and then they get little people hands, like raccoons. They're just so cute. All right. So there we go. From spiders to otters to mostly cloudy with periods of light rain today. After 12, maybe 1 o'clock this afternoon, it's coming up from the south. But it's going to stay warm on us, 73. Every day is going to be like this. Not bad day, but, a little bit of maybe sprinkly tomorrow. Generally cloudy skies, a small chance of a shower or two, and 74 degrees. So we're there, man. Yesterday was great. Oh, it was great yesterday. Oh, I couldn't.
Sitting in the Italian Garaggio yesterday, I'm telling you, the entire time, I'm like, Scott's missing out. He's missing out on this.
I sat on my back deck and for maybe an hour and a half yesterday, doing little stuff that I would do at my desk, laptopy stuff and paperworky stuff, And I'll take the back deck over the garage at any time.
Okay. You've never experienced the garage.
I've been in a Garaggio before.
No, you haven't.
Not Where? Like this one.
Not like this one. What kind of Garaggio? Come on.
It was screened in. It was actually hard screened in, not just like a flappy screen. It had like a frame around the screens. Like it was like window pane screens. And then there was an actual door, like a screen door that.
What did the inside look like?
It was.
Is there a fridge? A stove?
Yeah. There was a stove.
No way. Was there really?
I remember trying to think of when this was years ago.
Oh, that's so old school. I love that so much.
Yeah.
That reminds me of growing up at my aunt's house.
They didn't have the tiled floor, though. Like the special linoleum black and white checker.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Whatever. So it's coming up on 6 today. We've got tickets to go see the Lala's burlesque show at the Vine showroom at Del Lago. And it's Buzz Night Saturday night at the ballpark, Rochester Red Wings. We got Grand Slam ticket, 4 packs for you and your family for Saturday night at the ballpark, Red Wings versus Durham. So keep it all up here.
Scott is throwing out the first pitch.
Yes.
And he's so stinking nervous about it.
I can't wait. Just, man. Maybe the first time I did it, I didn't realize. And the second time that I'm now doing it, I'm way more nervous. All right. It's coming up to the top of the hour on the bus.
98.9. The Buzz.
Okay, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano Sandy, we're up now. Went out to Italian Rihanna, who loves her M&M this early in the morning. Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters. Nice evening. Beautiful sitting out. Hanging out on the back deck last night. Or maybe even in the garage.
Do it. That's my goal this year. What? You know how James Whitaker, our friend from the, Win the Day podcast, he's always like, set goals for yourself. Well, my goal.
Yes.
This summer is to get Scotty hooked on the Italian Garaggio thing. I don't know why, I want to push it this year, but I think I do.
All I see, and I'm not usually like this, I just see thousands of dollars for your fancy, and I'm not going to spend
it. It's not thousands of dollars.
It'll cost thousands of dollars to turn it into a Garaggio, you dreamer,
maybe.
You. I mean, first I got to buy a shed, okay? I got to get a permit in order to get all the crap out of my garage to make a Garaggio.
And once you get a Garaggio... Just put it in the back.
Just put it
behind your house.
It doesn't work like that. No, right. Okay, think like a man, easily. But you're a woman. You can't do that. You're lying.
And then put a giant blue tarp over
it. You are such a liar. You're thinking like a guy, and you would never say that. You'd get me so much crap if I put a piece of equipment in the yard and put a blue tarp over it.
On the side of the yard, like if you're looking for the back of your house, you're standing in your backyard, and you're looking at the back of your house.
You can't see it. I know. They say you can't see it, but... The wife can.
To the left, she doesn't go that way. There's no reason to go to that side of your house where the chimney is. It's kind of like that little corner nooky area. Nobody goes over there. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We threw
How about the other
house?
Side of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there always one side of your house that you never walk by?
No, we utilize the whole thing. Even the side of the house it shouldn't be, we turned into a flower wall.
Oh, okay.
So
there's
we have
a
to
sign
go over
in my
there
house
once a week.
I always forget. I'm like, oh, God, I got to go check to see if the weeds are growing or anything.
Oh, the neglected set. Aw. 818-289. I got calls coming in about the garage. Guess who's on the phone? BuzzFam Cav.
Hey.
What's up?
I bought my house about 11 years ago, and the people that owned it prior to me were, full blood sauce in their veins, I tell you.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Now, they built their garage with a fireplace.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Wait, a real gas fireplace?
A wood-burning fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Stop it. This is amazing.
I'm listening to the list. Keep going.
They had a shower, a sink. It was wired for cable, telephone.
This is great.
No, this is getting around a permit from the town is all it is. Yeah, it's all it is.
I love it.
It's all it is. We're going to build an addition. Nope, we're building out the garage. We don't need a permit. That's the only reason people do a Garaggio.
We had to go around and round with our homeowner's insurance because when we bought the house, they said, well, you bought it as a single occupancy dwelling, a single family dwelling. Who lives in the cottage?
Cottage.
There is no cottage. Says, yeah, it is. It's right at the end of the driveway. It's got a chimney and everything. We just told them, come out and look. It's a garage.
Wait, is it attached to the house?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ooh, that is so cool. That's like when you get kicked out of the house, the doghouse, because you did something wrong, you go to the cottage. I love this.
I still think it'd be cold in the winter.
Yeah.
We got it insulated, the fireplace, crank up the fireplace, you're good. You're fine.
No permit.
It's insulated and everything, but I'm not going to try living in there in the winter. Are you kidding me?
But it's got a wood-burning stove, Cav.
Yeah.
Not your cup of tea.
That is the Italian Garaggio to a whole new level, and I am impressed.
So now you just got to get your contractor out there and get things fixed up.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Good story, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
You need a shower out there. You need plumbing.
Yes, I do.
You need to dig into the cement and run pipes.
Yeah.
Spend thousands just to have a toilet out there.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool. That's a great idea. That fireplace. I love fireplace. I could have a fireplace in every single room. I almost do.
You guys have a big screen on the wall? Like a projection screen?
Yeah. it's like the... yes! Come over and watch a game with the guys. Oh, it's the entire one side of the wall of the garage.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah.
You can't buy a TV that big.
Can't have shovels. It's either TV or shovels.
That's right. Who needs a shovel?
Right.
It's overrated.
Whose idea was Garaggio? Yours or your husband's?
Come on. Think about that question.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Right.
Fizzy and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning to you.
What's the nickname you give your spouse? You know, when they leave, you guys give it, goodbye, honey, schmookies, babe.
Yeah,
what is that?
Babe.
Babe.
Yeah.
You do say babe.
I do. And she says babe.
So typical. It's not even creative.
Oh, I've got creative ones. She doesn't really acknowledge them.
What is it?
You know me. I'm creative.
What does that even mean? Oh, don't you dare say wifey McWife face.
No.
That's something you would say.
No. I'll call her like different random women names, like Shirley or something like that. Like usually
Why?
Grandma. I don't know. I'm like
Grandma?
Yeah, like Shirley. She'll be like, what?
Oh, like grandma names. You don't call her grandma.
No, I just, you know, like Edith, you know, that kind of stuff.
You just are on this earth to amuse yourself.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
She doesn't answer. Okay, so apparently the days of honey, babe, gone.
Okay.
Right. Gen Z, they're now using a different slew of lovey-dovey nicknames.
Okay, like?
Like shoddy.
Oh, shoddy.
Bro.
Oh, God, please. I got a story.
And day one. I don't even know what that means.
Like, use that in a sentence.
I don't know. Day one, these are nicknames. There is no use it in a sentence.
Yeah, but you can't call someone day one. When you're talking to someone else, you call them day one. I can see that. You can't be like, hey, day one, where's the garbage? Like, no.
No, it says nicknames.
Nah, it's like me and day one, we went to the concert the other night. Yeah.
Still sounds a little silly to me. What's your story about bro?
Yesterday, I'm hanging out with Ellie. We're going to dance. Okay, Ellie is 5 years old. Ellison is on her in kindergarten. She is talking. We're babbling in the car, making goofy back and forth. She's like, "Hey, bro." I'm like, "Don't call me." I'm like, where did you get that? She's like, don't call me bro, dude. And she's like, don't call me dude, bro. And then she's like, dude. I'm like, no. She goes, Mr. Spizzano. I'm like, that's better, but dad is the one thing. She goes, okay, bro. I'm like, don't call me bro, dude.
Oh.
And then she's like, don't call me dude, bro. We did this whole Nicky Namey thing yesterday. It was so funny. The kids are like, this is obviously something she learned in kindergarten.
Absolutely. Bro.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you call me bro. And then I always go, don't call me bro, dude. She's like, don't call me dude, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Liz just messaged us. She said she's laughing because you're telling this story about your daughter calling you bro. What about my son calls me bro all the time.
Oh, hey.
I fought it for a long time, but now whatever. I just let him do it.
Bro. Call your son Alpaca Head because he probably has the haircut.
I would not tolerate that. I am not your bro.
He'll get serious about it. I was like serious but funny about it. So I give her crap about it when she does do that. I'm like, no, it's not bro, it's dad, dude. Don't call me dude, bro, dad.
But it is like now the actual nickname Gen Z's are using for each other.
Wow.
I can't even see myself being like if my boyfriend was like, hey, bro, do you call a girl bro?
Yeah.
Is it like both ways?
Universal or dude?
I don't know. Dude is not one of the nicknames.
Oh, excuse me.
We're talking about the lovey-dovey nicknames.
I don't know. Call your husband dude or bro and see what happens.
Day one. What is it?
Day one is used in a what's the term for it? Grammatical term.
I don't know.
Not first person, person back and forth, but when you're talking about someone. That's how I would use day one. Like day one and I are going to the ball game on Saturday. I'm going to throw the first pitch. Day one and day two. It's like thing one and thing two. Me and the wife and the kid.
I don't even know if I want. Oh, it's like old lady, old one. What's your generation call your spouse? My old lady.
Oh, me and the old man. Me and the old lady.
Yeah, I don't even like that. You're my day one. You've been by my side since the start.
Yeah.
It's a term, deep friendship, loyalty, or love. Like saying, we've been ride or die. You're my ride or die.
Ride or die. You're my day one.
So you're my day one.
Okay, that's a term of endearment.
Can you say, hey, day one?
No, I think it's like calling your wife a computer name. Hey, Commodore 64, get over here.
Hey, no, it says yes. You could say, hey, day one.
Really? Who are
Gen
you asking?
Gen Z definitely does.
Who are you asking? ChatGPT?
Yeah, but it usually comes with a sentimental or hype up tone.
Oh, yeah.
Hype up tone?
Sure.
Hey, day one!
What's up, day one?
I don't
one?
Like it. It's stupid. I think it's dumb.
It's a term of endearment in the Gen Z world. The what,
I guess.
25 and under? Is that it? 20, 30 and under?
Spezzato and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
If you were in a restaurant of opinions, I'd be calling Sandy Waters, Party of One. Sandy
no,
Waters, party of,
that.
Party of One, please,
that.
On
no,
98.9 The Buzz.
This is a universal thing. The information is out there. Why not go find it? This is what we all do. I think this is the world we live in 2025. We all cyber creep our doctors. Okay. It's like vetting them like a first date, pretty much, right? You don't want to screw up. Everybody has a horror story about a doctor or a dentist. Every single one of us has that story, right? So when you're looking for a new dentist, let's say in my case, a new dentist.
Yes.
You got to really go down deep dive into their life to find out who they are, how they are, and are they going to give you a horror story or not?
Why don't you just go as far as seeing if they take your insurance or not?
Well, see, that's the trouble. With our insurance, specifically here at the station, it sucks. Nobody takes our insurance.
My guy does.
In-network?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to come to Webster.
Come on over.
Webster? I might have
Webster
to.
Webster Penfield. Yeah, come on over.
I might have to. But anyhow, so like left and right. Oh, you know, I called to book an appointment. They're like, yeah, here's the thing. We don't take your insurance anymore. We're out of network. I'm like, oh, I moved to a place, did one appointment, and then they told me that next time, they're like, yeah, we're done after May. I'm like, oh, my God, I've seen you for, like, one visit, and
oh,
I'm
wow,
already
really?
Switching my files over.
Why
yeah.
are people, why, what's going on happening?
Is because it, our, insurance our insurance sucks.
Is it our insurance coverage that's starting to die out in, around here, or is it?
Yeah, I guess.
Things are changing in the insurance world in ways, or what?
If anybody has Delta Dental, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle. I guess they're just bad. I don't know. These doctor's offices, dentists tell me that they reimburse the dentist. Like, I don't know. I don't
All
know
right.
what it is.
Well, anyway.
It is what it is.
So
I'm
you're
looking
stalking
for a new dentist.
Them on Facebook and Instagram, and you're actually looking for social media in order to judge
yes,
these people?
Right.
Come
so
on.
Here's what I'm putting out there. Social media dentist red flags. What could you see or not see that would make you be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Because there's a coworker of mine who goes to a dentist in Greece, and he takes our insurance. I'm like, you sure? He goes, yeah. So I'm doing a deep dive on this dude, and I'm like, ah, oh, God, I don't know.
Why? Okay, well, bad teeth, dirty fingernails.
Oh, yeah, you have
bad
to
teeth,
have...
Bad teeth, dirty fingernails, yeah.
You have to have really good teeth if you're a dentist, right? Just like your hairstylist needs really beautiful hair.
Actually, I had a dentist who ended up turning out horrible, but he had really bad teeth. But his story.
Oh, there you go.
Well, no. The
Perfect.
Story. Like, you know, like how Brandon T. Adams always told us, you got to have a story?
Yeah.
His story was that because he was born with some condition where he didn't have great enamel, he always wanted to be a dentist to help people.
Yeah, I think that was a lie.
Okay.
That's a dentist red flag right there.
Well,
what's another? If a dentist posts too much, like, not dentist stuff on social, like goofy, dancy.
Oh, like I have a life be, kind of stuff?
Trying
oh, nice.
To be funny. No. Trying to be funny as a dentist. Is that a red flag or
no,
not?
No, I like that. I gravitate toward more of someone who is more whimsical and funny because then, he takes his job seriously.
No, you know what?
Because there's a time and place.
I think the complete opposite.
Huh.
I think you're a little too confident. You think you can go off and be goofy. No, just focus on... taking care of somebody's teeth. Anybody turn... Okay, I know somebody has a story about this. Your doctor's way too hot. My doctor is too hot story.
I'm not there.
Anybody?
Don't have one of those.
Well, you have a female doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But she, I mean, not that she's not hot. It's just I never
looked
at her like that.
I get it.
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to trap you into...
No. It's fine. I love her. She's great. She's very, actually, the best doctor I've ever had. And I didn't even pick her. And now I've been with her for years, and she's great.
Who's a hot dentist in Rochester? 818-2899.
It's coming
Any
up.
Any hot dentist? If you have a hot dentist, are you like, like, I don't know. Could
Open
you
your mouth,
you,
please. Open
do
wide.
You, do you want a very good-looking doctor?
Hey, can I do a big up to Jeff, the UPS guy?
Hey!
Hey, Jeff!
Comes up, delivers a package, rings the doorbell, and leaves. And I go out. I see him. I go out the door. I'm like, hey, thanks, man. He goes, dude. I'm like, okay. He goes, hey, can I get a selfie? I'm like, what? I'm like, really? I figured, oh, he's got to take a picture of the package.
Yeah.
He goes, no, you and me. I'm like, that's cool. He goes, I met you a million years ago. You guys did a movie premiere, and we sat next to each other.
I'm like, that's cool. He goes, I recognize your name. Remember when we did the movie premieres? Oh, yeah. My God, that was so fun.
So, what up, Jeff?
Aww.
At UPS. Brown Sox, awesome. Looking good. You remember the UPS guy we used to have come to the station? Remember? And we became buds, and I always commented how he's got those cool brown socks with the logo on it.
Yeah,
and his last
that's
day
what
work,
you were looking at.
He left me a pair. I got a pair of UPS socks.
Do you still have them?
Yeah. Found them the other day.
Oh.
I wear them on special occasions.
Oh. When Jeff comes to your house next time.
Now, I know. I
got
to pull him out and be like, hey, man, look at that one. All right. It's coming up on 7
Twinsies.
O'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Busy on the scene.
All right. Coming up. This is so wild. Anyone having a grad party? If you have a high school that's a high schooler that's graduating and you're throwing a grad party, you're getting it all together right now, can you please call? Because I got to get to the bottom of this. If this is really legitimately a thing that people are adding to their grad parties, okay. And it could cost up to $2,000.
Of our money or other people giving it?
No, whoever's hosting the grad party.
Yikes. All right. Hold on. We get it coming up.
98.9. The Buzz.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is Tuesday morning, 98.9 Buzz, Fisano and Sandy. Scott Fisano, Sandy Waters, hello to you. It's going to be cloudy today. Maybe sprinkle on us a little later.
Before we get to the what's costing parents up to $2,000, a new addition to the grad party, I do have to give a shout out to a doctor. You know how we were just talking about going, I've been going down a deep dive of dentists, looking for a new dentist. And we were saying, you know, do you have a hot dentist, anyone?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm not going to say her name because she's a patient. I don't want to embarrass her.
Yeah.
But she says, I don't know of a hottie dentist, but I do know a hot podiatrist.
Oh, hot podiatrist. Yeah, he's got sticky fingers.
Dr. Paul Stasko.
Are you
listening right now? Is The Office listening right now?
You're so hot.
He also has a twin who's also a podiatrist.
Oh, double hotties.
Paul and Peter.
There you go.
The hot podiatrists in Rochester.
The hot podots.
Okay, so now let's go into this whole grad party thing. I don't get it. I don't understand.
'Tis the season, right?
Is there someone on the line that wants to join?
Yeah, okay. Buzz fan, the one and only, Chris Tiffany's on. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
You got a grad party coming up, huh?
Oh, yeah, Nick's graduating this year.
Yeah, how about that?
Gosh, how much? Yeah. Okay, so on average, they say parents are spending about just over $1,000. Mm-hmm. Does that feel right or does that feel low?
We're doing a whole weekend of it, so I think that's a little high, I think. But let's just say, yeah, that's about right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, now, where do you say, and they're saying, okay, on average about $1,000 on a grad party for around 60 guests.
Mm-hmm.
So that breaks down to about $18.81 per person.
There you go.
But now the debate is, and I'll tell you what they're adding to these grad parties that is jacking up the price even more. But the debate is, where would you spend the money? Like, what is the most important part of a grad party?
Food.
Is that what you say? Food?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dessert? Decorations? Number of people? None of that matters. It's just all about the food.
Mainly food, yeah. Food and drinks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, what kind of food are you having at this grad party?
You want...
I'm doing chicken barbecue and stuff like that.
Mm,
oh,
that sounds
chicken
so good.
Barbecue, that's good.
Got to have a table out. Yeah.
God, I didn't think food was the number one thing.
Really?
I hardly eat when I go... Well, no.
Well, you're a bird.
No, I do eat, but by the time I get there, it's all picked over and cold and whatever. You know what they are doing? I don't know if you're going to do this. Are you doing the college bed party?
What's that?
What?
What is it?
Okay. Yeah. This is the thing. Somebody call in 818-2899. College bed parties is a thing that you add to the grad party. And it could cost, some parents go so super over the top with it. It costs like $2,000.
What is it?
You set up, I guess, like a bed and you deck it out as like it's a dorm room.
Okay.
Like you're creating a scene.
Uh-huh.
And you just, I don't know what you put on this bed. That's why I'm curious. I'm asking you. Does anyone know about these college bed parties? Apparently it's like all decked out in the college colors and whatever.
Is it something like
it's a
display,
prop.
Prop? Not a place to put like everything for the dorm room that people are bringing as gifts on the bed?
To my understanding, and someone please correct me if I'm wrong because I have no idea. To my understanding, it's almost like a prop, like a decoration of the party. And you take selfies on the bed, you add to the bed, you're almost creating what their dorm is going to look like.
Like an Instagram background, almost.
Yes, that's it. And some parents are going out of control. They're spending $2,000 in addition to the $1,000 for the actual grad party and the food.
Okay, so you want a picture of as a complete disaster that folks going to look like in 3 weeks when they get there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you dress it up like a slop house.
You should. Oh, my God. It starts off like at the start of the grad party. The college bed party is all nice and neat and tidy. And by the end,
it's all ripped up. Hey, this is actually. I kind of like this idea because what you do is you're like, okay, Billy, you're off to college. We're going to take your bed from your bedroom, your bed frame, all your stuff. We're going to put it in the driveway. We're going to have a party, and then you're gone, buddy. You are out, and we've got that exercise room ready to go.
Yeah, and if you go to
and
a
that's
college...
That's the bed you're taking.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you haven't heard of it. Your daughter hasn't brought it up?
No,
ask her about
all.
It. Ask her about it. College bed parties.
Nah,
maybe they haven't hit Rochester yet, but I hear this is the thing.
Concept's there, but we get rain in this part of the neck of the woods, you know?
No, but it's just part of the... What do you mean we get rain? We still have grad parties outside. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but where are you going to put a bed if it's raining? Now you got to buy a tent, and
I
now you got...
Know.
Okay,
I don't even know if it's a full-size bed or if it's just like a...
Like a little baby crib?
I don't know what this is. I'm trying to ask you...
Squeeze into this.
I don't know. None of this makes sense to me, but this is what they say. College bed parties could cost you up to $2,000. Everything you need for the dorm room. Decorating the dorm room that day at the party.
In this current climate, we got an extra $2,000 to throw around. Sure. Why
Absolutely.
Not? Yeah, you're lucky you're getting a party, right?
All right. Maybe don't bring it up to your daughter because then she's going to want one. Let's not talk about this. Let's pretend we didn't mention it.
Hey, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
I just want... don't want to know any strange people in that bed at that point. So.
Exactly. That's another thing, too.
Right? When I saw college bed parties, I wasn't sure where this is going.
Thank you, buddy. See you later.
Bye. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
All right, Jerker Justified is coming up. Listen, we all have had bad customer service. Now, the question is, when you do have bad customer service, do you have a right to put them on blast? But not just like, you know, hey, I had bad customer service. To go one level deeper and putting them on blast on social media. We'll get into the details and you decide Jerker Justified.
All right, Jerker Justified's on the way.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified?
Yes.
Oh, it is time to decide the moral compass in Rochester. There are things in life that we want to do, and then we stop and we pause and we think, would I be a jerk or justified if I did follow through with my thought? Sometimes we don't even stop, pause, and think.
Most of the time.
All right, so we're giving away something, right, to the very first caller?
I've got the Grand Slam ticket four-pack to the Rochester Red Wings game on Saturday evening versus Durham, 6:45 game. It's going to be buzz night at the ballpark this Saturday night. I got a four-pack of tickets for you.
And there's a little bonus. Scotty's throwing out the first pitch, and he's stinking nervous about that. So
a little bit. First call through gets it. Just give us your opinion.
Okay, so we've all experienced bad customer service one time or another, right? Mm-hmm. When it's like really, really bad customer service, what do you do? What do you, because you almost feel like you need to equal the score, right? You need to do something.
You have to enact revenge on their bad customer service, right?
You know, that word popped in my head, but I didn't want to say it out loud because it sounds bad.
Because that's what you think.
That's leading the jury right now if you say that word.
Well, no. It's just like what we all think on the inside, but do we actually do it?
Okay, so here's the scenario. You decide jerk or justified. So my daughter, and I think I mentioned this on the air last weekend, last Friday, she was flying home. She missed her flight. Out of Tampa. And it was partially because she overslept. She got to the airport a little late.
Whoops.
But because there's a baggage cutoff, if you're checking a bag, you have to check your bag 45 minutes before the flight.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you miss. So she missed that window by like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. So they said no. I mean, a hard no.
Wow.
Back in the day, they used to try to make exceptions and help you. Not anymore.
They wouldn't let her just take it to the gate and they'd stuff it underneath for her?
No. No, they were like, no. Wow. You're going to have to spend $900 if you want to fly home today.
What do you mean? For a ticket?
$900 will put you on the next flight.
Okay, not to check the bag, but to get on the next flight. And
otherwise,
get the bag
you're going to sit in this Tampa airport until tomorrow.
Nice.
$900 in addition to what she could. Okay, that was insanity.
Rules are rules, yep.
This is not the worst of it yet. Okay, so poor little thing. She's freaking 20 years old. She pays the $900, calls me crying, whatever, whatever.
Corporate card, right? Not her money?
No, her money.
Damn.
Her money.
Did she get reimbursed?
She missed the flight. She can't expense that.
That stings.
So that, whatever. Anyhow, so she gets to, you know how it is, when you fly to Rochester, nothing's ever direct, so you go Tampa to Atlanta. That's the next hub, right,
sure.
to come to Rochester. So she's in the Atlanta airport, has to wait a gajillion hours, and the dude at the gate, now she doesn't have a seat yet number assigned to her. Even though she spent $900 on this ticket, there's no seat assignment. So she goes to the guy, the gate agent guy dude, doesn't even look her in the eye, continues to look down at the desk, and says, ma'am, I can't help you right now. She went back several times. I don't have a seat. And he goes, go sit down. I mean, just completely rude and disrespectful to her. To a point where he even went on the intercom at one point. And like nobody else, everyone boarded. There's no one around her. It's just her. And he goes on the intercom system and goes, okay, we're final boarding for flight. Everybody, please come to the gate except for her. And points to my daughter.
Nice. that'll teach you for sleeping
she's
in.
She's like, there's no one else here. Who are you talking to? It's almost like an SNL skit.
Yeah.
So anyhow, he was just so mean.
Did she get a seat? Did she end up flying?
It ended up that, yes, she flew home. Okay. But she was very frazzled by the whole ordeal and just bummed by how
poor customer service there was.
They were just not caring. They just didn't want to be their kind of customer service. So she took a picture, obviously.
What?
She's got her Meta glasses, and she snaps a picture of this dude, who is the terrible, mean gate agent.
She's got the spy glasses?
Yeah, she does.
No!
So my mother, now she's telling this story, and I didn't do the story justice the way she tells it. It's much funnier. But anyhow, she tells the story when we're at mom's house, and my mom, of course, little Italian mom, is like, post it on social. You got a picture of him. You post it, and you say...
You call the guy out, you post his picture on social media because he gave you bad customer service.
Yes, that's what my cute little old sweet Italian mother suggested.
No. Cute old vengeful typical Italian mother.
She used to be sweet until she hit the age of 70, and now it's like, get out of her way, because she is going to run you over.
So to post a picture of your bad customer service person online just to drag them through the mud?
Yeah, not to say, hey, Delta screwed me. It's, hey, Delta screwed me, and oh, by the way, here's the guy who was really rude to me.
Wow.
What do you say to that?
Jerk or justified? Let's do it, 818-2899. What?
I know there's so many times you've wanted to do it. You've been tempted, so now we're deciding the moral compass here.
Hey, The Buzz. Good morning. How about that, jerk or justified?
I think it's justified.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever done it?
No.
You've always.
She had to think. So you thought about doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll teach you a lesson for being mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's so editing yourself right now. It's so funny.
Absolutely.
I know. Yeah.
Is there a time, do you get more bad customer service than good customer service?
It's about the same. I mean, there's the whole people really just don't want to be working.
They really don't. Especially at the airport. You know? Hello, we're spending so much money for the worst experience ever. It drives me insane. Drives me insane.
All right. So you say it's completely justified to post a picture of that person that gave you bad customer service.
Yep.
Justified. And just for you, a 4-pack of family passes to go for the Buzz Night at the ballpark on Saturday night. Congratulations.
Nice.
Wings take on Durham at Innovative Field Saturday at 6:45. Get there early to cheer and laugh at me when I go wide right on my first pitch.
Sounds like plan. I'm excited.
Okay, hold the line. I got to get your info. Stand by. All right. They're calling. Hi. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi. Is this jerk or justified to take a picture of the bad customer service person?
I think it's kind of a jerk move.
I'm with you on
Don't you think that the best thing to do, is just to go to their manager or whomever? Just think about it. What if that, he decides to
I don't blow her in for doing something like that.
Yeah,
right?
It's funny.
Blow who in for doing something like what?
Well, I mean, if his face is posted and then he knows that she did it or your mom did it or whatever.
It comes right from her social media account. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can you get in trouble?
You don't want any blowback.
Don't give bad customer service, and you know what? This won't even be an issue.
How about don't kick the bee's nest and just drop it? He's having a bad day. Do not. It's the jerkiest thing you could do. Do not post a picture of someone who gave you crappy customer service. Do not.
At first, I thought this...
Go to the manager.
Well, no, she's doing that too. At first, I thought this was messed up, and I yelled at my mom. I'm like, Mom, what happened to you? You used to be nice. Yeah, age, I guess. But now, as I'm really thinking about it, he deserves to be put on blast. He's going to continue to be lousy with his customer service because nobody's calling him out for it.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, it just seems like no one else was around to see this going on, right? So, who knows?
Right.
It's just about a one-time thing, you know?
Messages.
Yeah, okay, what?
Messages are coming in. It's justified to put someone on blast as a small business owner. I want to know what I'm doing so I can change it and make my product and service better. So, yeah, it's a favor to the company. This guy.
I don't know. I still got to do the jerk. I don't know.
Okay.
You want to get someone fired.
I don't want someone fired.
This is what it's saying.
Oh,
it's like,
stop.
I want
to
point this person out. I want
to
get you fired, and all of a sudden people could be trolling this guy. Maybe he was having a bad day, you know? Maybe his dog died. You know, who knows? That's why you never do that. Never do that. Stay back. Thank you.
I see how you're doing it. More messages. You can call us 818-2899, or you can reach out to us on social media. Jerk, she was late. Rules are rules. You can't blast a company for enforcing policy, no matter how rude they were. No, you can.
No, you can't.
It's not that... I'm not even debating how they made her pay $1,000 to get on a flight.
Oh, that's going to be included, I'm sure.
I'm saying this guy was just... He was just miserable. Let's see. Jerk, social media isn't therapy. Well,
true.
You know, sometimes it is.
You know, when you go to therapy, you can vent. You don't vent on social media. You really shouldn't.
Think about the last time you had the worst customer service.
I had bad customer service yesterday. I just let it roll off my shoulder. I was going through drive-thru for Ellie after her dance, and I just got a total attitude when I was paying. And I'm like, what did I do? Like, whatever.
I think
I'm out of here. Bye.
Because we're saying okay to it, I think we're too lenient on bad customer service. That's the one thing that irks me more than anything is just.
Not through a drive-thru, because the person that is paying could yell, spit in his food before he gets to the window.
That's true.
Hi, the boss. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified to capture that bad customer service person on a photo and post it?
I would say jerk.
Jerk, I agree.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here's what I tell my children all the time who have worked in customer service. You have no idea if that person has had a horrible day or lost a family member and they still have to go to work. And, you know, you hope that you can be a better person and kind of turn the other cheek. And I'll tell you a really quick story about when my daughter was really little, we went to a restaurant and it was a relatively new waiter. He spilled an ice cold glass of water all down my daughter, who was about a year old at the time. He was so upset. He stopped coming to our table to serve us and everything else. But by the end of the meal, I actually pulled him aside and said, you know, when something like that happens, you have to find a way to put that past you and still bring your best customer service forward.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that is going to manifest itself, and the people that you're serving are just going to get angrier and angrier.
Yeah.
So,
Look at you, momming everybody.
That's right. It's a great momism. I love you.
Thank you.
Why do we always complain and post about bad customer service?
But here's the thing. Agreed. If I was having a rotten day, I'm just not as excited customer service. To be blatantly rude and disrespectful to somebody, there's no excuse for it. I don't care what's going on in your life. If my job is to present myself and be nice to the listener, I don't care what's going on in my life. I'm still going to be nice to you. You didn't do anything.
That's That's true, but as a person who's being served, I do try to kill them with kindness.
Sure.
And in our house, it's still kind of a joke. Like, my daughter works in customer service, uh-huh. and I know she doesn't always love being in front of people
right.
because people can be really demanding.
Uh-huh.
But we say in our house, well, maybe today is the day their goldfish died. So
right.
just try to be kind.
Okay.
You know, try to turn the other cheek.
I love
it. So, yeah, that's what we do in our house.
Let it roll off your back. So you say...
Jerk.
Jerk.
The verdict is...
Thank you.
Jerk.
Jerk, jerk. Jerk, jerk.
Don't do that.
Jerk, jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk, jerk.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I want to recognize great customer service. And if I could have posted a picture, I would have. But it's the dude at Harbor Freight in Webster who is always amazing. I go in there to get something the other day, and same kid. And he's like, hey, man, how you doing? Anything I can help you find as soon as
What's
I walk in
name?
The door? I don't know. I didn't ask.
Oh.
And he didn't have a name tag on, but he's checked me out like three times now. And every single time, he's been top-notch. And he should
Take
be proud of himself.
Take a picture and post it.
He should be proud of himself.
Take a picture. Post great customer service today. And if any of you want to see this dude who is miserable, I'll just text it to you. Because I can't post it on social. Crotchety old man.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy with a Tuesday morning. Remember, we are the land of the zipper merge. Okay, 490 Bushnell's Basin. Everybody does it. We all get through quicker. It's okay to do it now. I was a big against the thing once, but
it works out very nice.
Yeah,
it does. I've been down that area. I mean, it's not fun, but everybody is, it's doing the zipper thing nicely.
They seem to be doing it well. Okay,
good. Yep, the times that I've been driving it.
Remember.
Okay, so here's the question now. What do we do with the reservoir? Rochester's reservoir is set for significant changes as the city works to comply with federal regulations.
Uh-huh.
You know, that reservoir where
they found the dead body? Yeah, that one, yeah.
It's been there forever. That's what it's known for.
Oh, the reservoir. Yes, the reservoir. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Dead body reservoir.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating again, and I don't know. We don't have to go down this path, but it's fascinating how it wasn't up to federal regulation standards, yet it's been the thing for so long.
Well, they'd been in the works, and they kept putting it off, and they got permission to put off the liner thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Kept putting it off. It's budgets.
Sure,
this is
man.
Something you should not budget cut. Anyhow, so they're either going to have to treat it to inactivate an organism called cryptocurrency.
It's a disease.
Cryptosporidium.
Okay.
Cryptosporidium.
Yep.
Okay. They're going to treat it to inactivate an organism called Cryptosporidium, which would mean most likely ultraviolet light disinfection.
Oh, wow.
Ugh. Or we could cover the reservoir
right.
so that the Cryptosporidium couldn't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just don't do the facility anymore.
You just don't use the reservoir anymore.
That's the three options. That's
you know,
on the table.
You think of like how like we live our lives and things we take advantage. We just take for granted.
Take for granted.
You know, here you got a giant pond at the top of a hill where everything goes into it. Water, bird droppings, anything, whatever. Cryptocurrency, all this stuff. And we drink it. It's like... Wow.
That is the one thing.
It's
okay.
Archaic, very much so. Yes.
Anyone else triggered by this? Because that is the one thing. Now, I tend to be slightly germophobic, OCD, not as much as I once was, but the water, what I drink still ranks really high of my trigger level.
Mm-hmm.
Like tap water. I don't know if I do tap water. Hotel, ice machines, no. No, hard pass. I'd rather die.
I don't think much of that stuff. I just, whatever. I took a sip out of it.
Do you use the hotel ice bucket?
I have, yeah.
Ah, no.
The bucket? What do you mean the bucket? Well, there's always a liner. There's a liner.
Yeah, you think there's a liner, and that liner is...
Is sealed in a plastic bag, and you take it out of itself, and it's all sealed up. The liner's fine.
I have heard that, and if you work in a hotel or know this to be true, 818-2899.
Wait, before you say it, do they do what you do? Do they air dry their Ziplocs? Do they air dry their liners and put them back in? Just like you do?
You know what? I don't know, but that's not what I was going to say, pass it by them. Yeah. No, I've heard of people to wash their dirty laundry in the hotel bucket or like the cups and, oh no, the coffee pot. Coffee pot, socks, underwear. I have heard that and I am believing it.
There you go.
Yep. That is disgusting. The coffee maker? No, we're not. We're backing away from the coffee maker. Would you ever get tap water from, like, if somebody, I don't know, bathroom sink? I mean, some people say it's all the same water.
I got up in the middle of the night and I took a sip out of the bathroom sink.
No, you did not.
I did.
Why don't you just lick the reservoir?
I probably have in the past out of water from here.
We all have.
So what are they going to do?
It doesn't mess with your head?
No, not really. I don't know. I know there's a system where they pay people to make sure where it goes into the reservoir, and by the time it comes out of your tap, it's okay. That's all.
Here's the thing.
I believe in it. I believe in it.
They pay people, and there was a dead body in that reservoir for over a month.
Happens all the time. This is national news. I mean, you don't find bodies in reservoirs that often.
Yeah, but you're too trusting. I think you're too trusting. What if you go to a restaurant and you take a sip of your water and you have a little eggy smell? Because we've all been there where you go to a restaurant and you're like, do you keep drinking that glass of water or not?
So, like a sulfury smell? I don't know. I don't think about it. I probably don't drink it anymore, but not consciously.
Do you ask for a straw then? Or do you ask for a new glass of water?
I've never asked for a new glass of water. I don't know what I would do. If it's really wicked weird, then I'd be like, hey, it's wicked weird. And they'd come back and be like, yeah, we have well water or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, God, you're just.
That's why I'm so happy in my brain.
Nothing I almost want to know who is washing the dishes at any restaurant I go to.
Because if it's
a teenager,
yep.
I don't want to touch anything. Because I know I've watched my teenager wash dishes. It ain't pretty. I got to rewash them.
Well, thank God they put them in this giant box and it goes to like 5,000 degrees and it comes out the other side. That thank God for that, because they know that teenagers wash dishes.
Well, we'll see what happens with their reservoir. They're working on trying to figure that out.
Trying to figure that out, yeah. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy for free stuff. It's time for the match game on The Buzz, 818-2899. We're taking calls. And we got a call online. Hi, Buzz, who says?
Good morning, this is Therese.
Therese, how are you? Thanks for calling up.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. First call through. You can play match game with us for tickets to Del Lago next Saturday night.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, should we do this? Because last time we did this, we made it all music themed. Do we want to do the same thing, or do we want to just do first word that comes to our mind?
Yeah, let's do music themed.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind.
So I'm going to give you a word and a blank. We all think of that answer. Scotty and I will. No. Okay. And you tell us what you say.
We're going to try to think. We're going to try to call out what you think. We're going to try to see what you say. All right. We're going to try.
Okay. Ready?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Right. The match game on Spazano and Sandy. Rolling blank.
And this is music themed?
Yeah.
Okay, rolling blank. All right, Charisse, think of what that answer would be. And Sandy are going to write down what we think you're going to say.
I'm ready.
Okay.
You're ready?
I just came up with the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I think Charisse would say this.
Music theme, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. What did you say, Charisse? What is your answer?
I said rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Oh. Keep the body rolling right.
First thing that came to my mind.
What did you say?
I said in the deep. Rolling in the deep.
Rolling. Oh. You know what I said? Stones. Rolling Stones.
Oh, Rolling Stones. You know, I almost said Rolling Stones. I almost said Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
It's
okay. We got two more.
Yeah. Okay.
Back. Blank.
So does the word have to come after the the word back?
Yep, because okay. It's, okay,
okay,
yes.
Back blank.
Scott's okay. That kid in class. Yep.
Well, I'm yeah.
Back blank.
Okay.
He's like this.
I wanted to say baby got back, but I can't. All right.
Nope.
So, okay, so.
Back. Oh, this is easy. You're Sheree. Totally, we're going to match this one.
Okay. Are we? Okay, so you got okay, an idea, yeah. Sheree? Okay, I'm going to see back blank.
Back. Got it. You ready, Scott?
Ready.
Hold on.
Yep, he's that kid.
Okay, music oriented, right? Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay.
Sheree, what was your answer?
Back that thing up.
Back.
Wait, what?
That would be thang with an A. Back that thing up.
Okay, yeah. Oh, back that. Oh, I wish damn. I thought of it. I said Backstreet Boys.
Ah, Street Boys. Ah.
Backstreet Boys, isn't that what we all thought? Except for
twerkinlicious Sheree over
okay,
here.
Okay, Sheree.
And I said back to life, back to reality.
That was not a good one too.
Yeah. Geez.
Oh my God, we didn't match any yet. Okay,
not yet.
We have to match this one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sweet blank.
Sweet blank. Okay, Sheree.
Oh.
Ready?
Sweet. No, hang on. Wow, yes. you already got one? Sweet.
I got one. Yep.
Oh my God. Sweet.
Come on, there's a
oh
bunch
God,
of musically.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
All right.
I got it.
Sheree, your answer?
You guys gotta get this one. Sweet Home Alabama.
All right. Sandy, what did you say?
Child of Mine.
Ah, I said Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I love it.
Oh, God. That was, you know, I don't know.
That was fun. That was awesome. Hey, Sheree, I've got a pair of tickets to see the La La's burlesque show at the Vine Showroom at the great DelLagoResort.com. It's May 24th, next Saturday, 8 o'clock, courtesy of Del Lago Resort and Casino. You must be 21 years or older to attend at the Vine. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is a great show. It's going to be Girls Night Out. It's I guess they're out of Los Angeles, and these girls are just amazing and sexy and fun and hilarious and wild. So have fun at Del Lago next Saturday.
Yay!
Right? Yay!
Thanks so much, you guys.
All right, thanks for being on the radio with us. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The Buzz.
What a perfect song to segue into this conversation. Mm-hmm. Dad, do you see the sign or not? She's terrible for you.
It's 99 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy.
Anyone could relate to that? Do you have a situation where even mom or dad starts dating again and you know that the person that they're with is just god-awful terrible? Do you intervene? Do you say something? And I bring this up because everybody's talking about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, 24-year-old girlfriend,
yeah.
Jordan Hudson. And, you know, remember the interview where he did, I don't even remember who he was sitting down with an interview, but she interrupted it. He will not answer that. There's a question about how did they meet?
Right.
And now her family, and I guess he's going on Good Morning America on the 16th. What is that, Friday?
Friday, yeah.
And he's supposed to discuss his book, plus also all of these.
They better ask him about that stuff, yeah.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they're teasing. But I don't know if this is like, you know, clickbait, because I don't know if he's really going to talk about it. Because he couldn't even answer the question of how they met. She stopped.
Well, I thought
that
they explained
question.
It. I thought they ended up explaining it. They met on a plane.
No, she
or
stopped.
Something. Oh, huh.
She stopped that interview. That question. We're done here. We're not answering that. Anyhow, because of all these things that have happened, his family is really. How do they word it? Express deep concern.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, concern. And he's got
over grown, his relationship.
He's got grown kids, right?
Yes, and they're fearing it could negatively impact his legacy and reputation.
You think?
Quote, there is a deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be, not only just for North Carolina, because, you know, he's the coach now, but his legacy overall, his reputation. Everything he has built and worked for over decades.
Uh-huh. What matters?
She could single-handedly take it down.
He's a multi-millionaire. Right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because what's more important, your legacy or how much money you have?
Oh, that's what you think? That the family is intervening because they're worried about the money?
Yeah.
Because now they're doing a deep dive background check on this Jordan girl. Like, they're trying to sabotage. Well, yeah, but when do you? Okay, here's the question then. When do you intervene? When do you step in?
You don't.
ever?
Nope, you can't say anything. You can say something, but you can't get nothing will get done. Nah.
So you're just going to watch your dad date somebody who's going to suck his money dry.
Dad.
And you're going to be...
Dad, guess what? Dad, this girl, she's going to suck your money dry. Dad's response? Okay. Fine. Thanks. Thanks for your opinion, kids.
At least you said something. I don't know if I could sit on the sidelines watching.
All it does is strike division within your family and whatever. I mean, the best way to approach it is, Dad, I don't want to give you an I told you so. I just want to let you know. Just that's it. It's all about. Have fun, you guys.
Well, yeah, you have to say something then. That's intervening.
That's not intervening. That's just commenting on the observation. You have to. Mm.
Okay, so would you do that? Like, I wonder how many people can relate to this. I'm sure a ton of people can relate to this. It's gut-wrenching to watch somebody taking advantage. And it typically is for dad. It typically is some younger woman. This is stereotypical, but I'm sure this plays out quite often where some younger woman will step in looking for the money. And it's some old guy for mom.
What if there was, you flip the table here for a second. What if your dad, right, starts dating a 15, 20-year older woman who's like a rich heiress to some giant fortune.
And dad's taking advantage of her.
Yeah. Are you going to say anything? Nope.
I'm going to expect her family to say something. I want her family to say, get that man out of it. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, you think about it. So, like,
I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to I'm going to say, Dad, stop taking advantage of her?
Right.
You know? Meanwhile, I have my hand out.
Exactly, right? So we're all hypocrites. We're two-faced on many things. So you got to let your parents date whoever they want.
Maybe I would.
Really say something. Dad, how could you take that little old lady's money? But
listen, we did it our entire lives. Our parents watched over us and gave us dropped hints, whether they were, you know, subtle hints or not.
Right. And now that we're adults, it's our responsibility to parent them.
Yeah, I think so.
How?
You got to check on their dad. What do you mean, how?
If they're losing their facilities, I get it. But nah. I mean,
Belichick might be.
And yeah, you kidding me? A lot of guys out there are like, good for you, dude. Good for you.
I would be so angry if I was Bill Belichick's family. Let's stay in the money thing,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
The whole family is probably very successful, and they're fine. They're doing just fine. But what if? I would be stinking mad if this young woman takes the inheritance.
Yeah, you're jealous.
Yeah, of course it's jealousy, but it's also... So if Dad says, I'm completely fine, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I don't care that she's taking and depleting my inheritance for you.
Do you when you approach your dad like that, it says to him that you are stupid, you're dumb, you're not like you don't have enough intelligence to go through. I mean, this guy is a strategic like wizard and created the New England Patriots like legacy to the point where he was unstoppable, right?
And how can you be okay with this?
How can you go up to him and say, hey, listen, you're making the wrong decision? I think he knows what he's doing. I think he's got
he knows how far he can let it go.
He knows how far he can let it go. He knows how much he's this guy.
Then I question, why are you letting this person take down your entire career's worth of work?
Because he's
a big joke now. I don't know much about Bill Belichick. I don't know anything about sports, but I know he's a joke right now. He said that he's the stereotypical guy.
Do you think he cares? He's got $100 million in his bank. He doesn't give a flying anything about what other people think. And I give him credit for that.
Would you? I could see you doing something like that.
If I had the money, I don't care.
I could see you. Would you? So you don't want me to intervene?
No.
You don't care that somebody's just with you for your money.
I would know this. I would know this.
And you wouldn't care.
I wouldn't let it happen. It may look like this, but it's not going to happen. And I allow as much of it as possible that my own little thresholds let go.
Maybe men or women are different.
Yeah. I don't know. Anybody else? 818-289? I don't know. I mean, good for him. There's, Buzz.
Good morning. About Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, his family can
can say something, whatever they want. But at the end of the day, it's his legacy to do with what he wants. It's his money to do with what he wants.
Sure.
It's his life.
Yeah.
If he wants to go have fun with a hot young thing, I mean, maybe he doesn't care about his legacy. If he doesn't, then why do we so much?
Exactly.
So you are pretty much telling your family, hey, if this ever happens to you, leave me alone.
I'm telling my family, hey, maybe it's more important to have fun than worry about what other people think.
Exactly, yes.
Maybe because you're teaching your kids a lesson, you know?
And we're only on this earth for so long, so go for it.
Oh, but
for sure.
I can't.
If you're not happy, mm-hmm. if you're not happy, why would you waste time trying to put up that front? I mean,
Is it fun? Is it fun to have someone take advantage of you?
I think so, because he's taking advantage of her, too. You know what I mean? He's a 24-year-old. It's not a one-way street.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Yeah, everybody wins. Thank you.
Everybody wants to do yoga poses on the beach like he did.
Exactly, yeah. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
You know, Scott, if anything would have happened to you with Joe, I could see women lining up for you.
Oh, yeah. And you would be the first one.
3D printed stuff. Me, I got the candy bars.
Yeah, that's true.
And Sandy, men far over you that would have spending problems because you are notoriously tight-wadded with your wallet. You want to spend money, save. So there you go. That's the people we're going to attract.
Yeah, you're gonna attract all kinds of rich men because you're so good with your money.
Oh, I love it. Okay, bring it.
Thanks, man. See ya.
All right, coming up on the show tomorrow.
Can't get any support, can you?
Jerk or justified.
Yes.
If you have a good jerk or justified scenario that you want to put out there, reach out to me, Sandy, at rochesterbuzz.com. Yeah. Or you can go on our Audacy app, AUDACY, and leave us a voice memo. And I just got to give a shout out to Jamie because she always leaves us, or Kim. Kim and Jamie are the two that always leave us great voice messages. So we appreciate you.
Yay.
Yeah, so we'll have a jerk or justified tomorrow. And how petty are you? Think of the most pettiest little thing that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried to get her on the air. She messaged me about what she does.
Uh-huh.
She is an ex.
Uh-huh.
In what she does
to
get back at him. It's actually funny. It's harmless and funny.
To everybody except him, probably.
It's kind of like, how petty are you?
All right.
We'll bring that up tomorrow.
Sounds good. And plus, we'll have more tickets to our Grand Slam event at the Red Wings game on Saturday. We'll have family four packs of tickets tomorrow. Also to the burlesque show, the Lala's Burlesque. And one more that I can't talk about until noon today, but it's going to be a big ticket giveaway. All tomorrow here on The Buzz.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.